This is a guided body scan. In this meditation, we will be taking a tour of the body, focusing attention on sensations that arise with moment-to-moment awareness, and at the same time, bringing a kind welcome to whatever may be present. You are invited to be with the body as much as possible, while also noticing the activity and the movement of the mind as you go along, and then returning to body awareness when you find that your focus has wandered or drifted away. Making the time to practice the body scan offers you a time to be with yourself, for yourself, as fully as possible, and in being this way becomes a powerful tool for enhancing our health and well-being. With this practice, our attention becomes stronger, more flexible, and allows us to actively cultivate openness and curiosity, welcoming in our own experiences. See if it's possible to enter into this practice open to whatever is here, willing to see things as they are with a kind friendliness, letting go of the need to change anything or to make something happen, including the desire to achieve any particular state, even relaxation. In this practice, you are invited to engage in the experience of bringing awareness to your body just as it is, without changing anything, with gentleness and with appreciation. During this practice, you may find that there are areas of your body that you wish were different. Perhaps areas of the body that are painful or that may hold emotions that are challenging for you. Simply by being aware of all sensations, even the ones that are difficult, we can recognize and acknowledge what is here as it is right now. Since whatever is happening now is just happening, we can practice not fighting or resisting it, but rather acknowledging and accepting the life that is making itself known moment to moment. Seeing clearly that things are just as they are, with kindness and friendliness, can be a great gift to ourselves. Often over time, when we offer this sensitive attention to our actual experience, we may find things shifting and changing, even dissolving, through no effort of our own. So whether sensations are pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, or even perhaps if at times there are no detectable sensations at all, it is this quality of attention and the sincerity that you bring to the practice that is most important. And so now, finding a comfortable position for yourself. While the body scan is typically practiced lying down on a firm surface, really any posture that is comfortable for you and supportive of a wakeful quality is fine. Feel free to incorporate blankets for temperature control or pillows for comfort, maybe under the knees, or perhaps to support your head if necessary. Finding a position that facilitates falling awake. And so if lying down is comfortable for you, the legs should be outstretched and uncrossed, with the feet gently falling away from one another, the arms resting to your side, with the palms facing slightly upward. Again, only if this is comfortable for you. beginning to feel the presence of your body resting here. And as you feel ready, shifting your attention and beginning to notice the fact that you are breathing. Feeling the breath as it's received by the body. And feeling the sensations of the body as the breath is being released. The expansion and growth of the belly and chest with the in-breath. And the sensations of caving in, feeling the belly falling back down towards the spine with the out-breath. You may find it helpful to place your hands over the belly in order to feel into the full cycle of the breath. Feeling the belly rising with the in-breath all the way to the top. And feeling the belly falling with the out-breath all the way down to the bottom. This slight pause here before the breath begins again. With each out-breath, offering a feeling of letting go, of releasing the tension of the body and the weight of the body into the surface beneath. Each out-breath melting into the surface a bit deeper. You may already be experiencing the mind drifting away. This is not a problem, simply an opportunity to notice. And then while being kind to yourself, but with a bit of firmness, redirecting your attention right back to this breath, right here. Feeling how things are for you right now, breath by breath. If at any time during this practice, a particular sensation is too painful, or maybe an emotion becomes too much, knowing that you can always use the breath as a place of respite, an anchor, a trustworthy place where the mind can rest for a while. And then whenever it is that you're ready, simply coming back to the guidance, wherever it is at that time with the body scan. And so now, moving down the left leg, all the way to the left toes. Letting the mind's eye rest here for a while, as sensations slowly begin to arise moment to moment. Without forcing anything to happen or wanting to feel something in particular. Perhaps simply noticing the presence of the big toe. The left little toe. Maybe beginning to sense a tingling of the toes in between. Gently observing and seeing what shows up here. Pulsing, warmth or coolness. The touch of your sock, perhaps, against the skin. Possibly feeling no sensation at all, and seeing what it feels like to feel nothing, without judgment, just being curious and allowing things to be just as you find them. Visualizing now as if the breath were traveling all the way down to the left toes, filling each toe with the nourishment of the breath and animating them with life. And then visualizing as if the breath was being released from the toes, out through the nose. And at the same time, gradually releasing sensations here, feeling them start to dissolve as you shift your attention now to the bottom of the left foot, bringing awareness to the entire sole of the left foot. Letting the warm glow of your attention touch this region. And taking in sensations that may be felt at the balls of the toes, the arch of the foot, the calloused skin and base of the heel. To the touch of the heel itself, exploring this feeling of pressure and contact against the surface it's resting on. And so now moving your attention up either side of the foot and letting it land on the top of the left foot. Sensing into what can be felt on the surface here. Temperature, the touch of fabric against the skin. Maybe a pulsing or tingling deeper within. Perhaps feeling the density of the foot, all the way down to the tiny bones, tendons, and other tissues that make up its structure. Guiding your attention up to the left ankle. And without moving the foot, if possible, circling the ankle joint with the soft light of your attention. And taking in what can be felt the inner ankle, the strong fiber of the Achilles tendon right where it connects at the base of the heel, the outer ankle, the top. Perhaps deep sensations within the ankle joint itself. And so broadening your attention a bit and visualizing the breath being received by the entire left foot and ankle, filling this region from within, and feeling the touch of the breath all the way to the edges of the skin here. And then visualizing as if you're breathing out from the entire left foot and ankle. And while doing so, offering a softening here. An intentional letting go of tension and gradually allowing sensations to begin to dissolve. As you move your attention up to the left lower leg, feeling the touch of the calf against the surface, this pressure. Deeper within the calf muscle, the shin. Just seeing what is here for you, just as it is in the left lower leg. Breathing in with awareness. And then moving your attention upwards to the left knee. Allowing the light of your attention to softly touch this region. Begin bringing it into clear focus. Feeling sensations within the joint itself or on the surface, the kneecap, the inner and outer part of the left knee, this fold where the knee bends. Breathing into the left knee and breathing out from the left knee. Moving your attention up a bit and letting it rest here on the left thigh. Feeling the density and presence of this left upper leg. Deep within the tissues and the large muscles here. Pulsing, tugging, maybe even fatigue, these large muscles that work so hard for us all day for mobility. Then shifting your attention to the inner portion of the left upper leg, between the legs, the back of the left upper leg, right where it touches down against the surface, and feeling the pressure and contact here, and the outer portion of the thigh. Breathing in the nourishment of the breath, feeling the presence of this region of the body. And then with the out-breath, perhaps softening here, releasing any tension. And then expanding your awareness to include the left leg in its entirety. Visualizing as if the breath is filling the entire left leg from the region of the thigh, including the knee, lower leg, ankle, foot, all the way to the toes, inhabiting the left leg. And on the out-breath, softening, releasing the weight of the left leg into the surface, beginning to let go gradually of sensations here. You cross over the hips and moving now down the right leg, all the way down to the right toes. Taking a moment for the connection to be made. Beginning to receive whatever sensations may be felt here in the region of the right toes. The big toe. The presence of the right little toe. The toes in between. Perhaps touching one another or maybe space in between the toes. The tips of the toes. Moving your attention over the tips of the toes and bringing into awareness the bottom of the right foot, letting this soft glow of the mind's eye rest here with the right sole of the foot. Feeling into the balls of the right sole, the arch, this calloused skin and base of the right heel. And then the right heel itself touching down against the surface. Feeling the touch and the pressure of this right heel as it meets the surface. And then moving your attention up either side of the right foot, allowing it to land here on the top of the right foot. As you gradually begin to bring into focus the felt sense at the level of the skin, perhaps. The touch of fabric. Maybe the open skin and the temperature of the air as it gently caresses this region. Sensing deeper within, feeling into the density and structure of the foot. And then moving your attention up just a bit to include the right ankle. And again, without moving this foot, if possible, softly circling the right ankle with the light of your attention. And then feeling into the joint itself. Visualizing as if the breath were filling the entire right foot and right ankle with nourishment. Inhabiting this region of the body and animating it with life and energy, all the way to the edges of the skin. And then on the out-breath, visualizing as if the breath were being released from this area all the way out the nose, and releasing any tension, releasing the weight of the right foot and ankle. Softening here. Beginning to let the sensations of the right foot begin to melt away and moving your attention up now and letting it rest here in the right lower leg. Sensations of the calf. The tissue, circulation, and bone deep within. The shin. A pulsing or tingling, perhaps. Breathing into the right lower leg. And breathing out from the right lower leg. As you guide your attention upwards to the right knee. Feeling the breath inhabit the right knee. And letting the mind's eye investigate and explore the inner portion and the outer portion, the fold and bend. Sensations of the kneecap and whatever sensations may be felt within the joint. On the out-breath, this letting go, this softening of the right knee, beginning to release and let the sensations dissolve, and moving your attention up to the right thigh. Feeling the thickness and weight, the presence of the left upper leg. Sensing deeper within the sensation of the muscles. Perhaps circulation here. Circling the right upper leg, bringing into focus the inner portion of the right thigh between the legs. The back part of the right upper leg, right where it touches down against the surface, is contact. The outer portion and the top. Vibrating, pulsing, feeling of temperature or maybe fabric or clothing against its surface. Breathing with awareness, sensations here. And with the out breath, a softening. And a release. As you begin to broaden your attention, expanding your field of awareness to include not only the right upper leg, but also the knee, the right lower leg, ankle, foot, all the way down to the toes. Feeling the breath inhabit the right leg in its entirety, all the way to the edges of the skin. And then on the out-breath, softening this region of the body, letting go of the weight of the right leg into the surface, releasing any tension, if possible, and beginning to release the sensations here, allowing them to slowly drift away. And moving your attention now to the region of the pelvis, the entire pelvic bowl. This place between the hip bones, the soft tissue on the sides, and following that back to the buttocks, the pressure of the buttocks and the hip bones on the back against the surface, the weight of the body here against the floor. This region of the body houses the genitals and the anal region. And so sensing deeper within this space, into this cavity, or receiving and perceiving sensations at the level of the skin here. Perhaps beginning to notice the touch of the breath, the movement of the pelvis with the in-breath and the out-breath. And then following the next out-breath with a softening here, moving your attention now to the region of the low back, just above the back of the pelvis and the sacrum. This lumbar curve, the vertebral column here, each vertebra, letting the breath inhabit this space, feeling it touch into the low back. It's a region we tend to hold quite a bit of tension, these strong muscles that protect the spinal column on either side. So doing your best to be with sensations here, with curiosity, being with each sensation just as it is. And as you release the breath, doing your best perhaps to release any tension here. Continuing to move your attention to the mid-back and the upper back. Feeling the touch of the rib cage, and the shoulder blades, and the shoulders themselves meeting the surface, and the pressure that's created here with the in-breath as the chest cavity fills with the breath, pushing against the surface beneath. And noticing the sensation and movement of this region of the body with the out-breath as the shoulder blades glide downwards against the rib cage, this release of tension here. The vertebral column and the vertebra up the spine and the strong muscles on either side. Tension here, a tugging or pulling between the shoulder blades is another region we tend to hold on to tension. And so gently exploring, watching the sensations here, just as they are. And with the out-breath, if possible, releasing tension as best you can and softening here, this mid and upper back. As you continue to shift your attention, moving it right back to the front of the torso, to the belly. Once again, feeling into this rising and falling sensation of the in-breath and the out-breath as it's received by this lower part of the abdomen, the belly and the waist. Perhaps noticing a tugging or tension of the skin or pressure against clothing with each in-breath. The sensation as it releases and softens. Feeling within this cavity, the tissue and space deeper within. And then moving your attention upwards to the upper chest cavity, the ribs, collarbones, the breast. Feeling its expansion with the in-breath and pressure against the chest cavity. And then feeling as the ribs begin to glide inwards, the entire chest caving in with the release of the out-breath. This region houses the heart and the lungs. The lungs are receiving the nourishment of the breath, the oxygen, as the circulation from the heart distributes this nourishment out to all regions of the body, collecting the waste products, coming back to the lungs as letting the lungs release what's not needed by the body anymore, releasing its waste products. This is an area of deep purification. Maybe even being able to feel the gentle beating of the heart pulsing here in the chest cavity. And then broadening your awareness, going ahead and expanding your awareness to include this upper chest cavity all the way down to the belly and the pelvic bowl, the sides of the torso and the back from the lumbar spine all the way up to the shoulders, and feeling the breath inhabit, expand and widen this region of the body with the in-breath. And then the softening and the release here as the breath is let go by the body. Moving your attention now down the left arm to the left fingers. And then including awareness down the right arm all the way down to the right fingers, holding in awareness the fingers and feeling their presence, the position of the hands, the contact that the hands have with the surface beneath, this pressure and touch. The air as it circulates around the fingers. Perhaps receiving the sensation of pulsing or temperature. Feeling the fingernails and the knuckles. The presence of the thumbs, the position of the thumbs. That space between the thumb and the first digit. That curve. And then noticing perhaps the presence of the pinky on either side. Guiding your attention and letting it rest now with the palms of the hands. Tingling and pulsing. Moving to the back, this open skin on the back portion of the hands. Perhaps feeling the movement of the air across the open skin. Temperature, the density and structure of the hands themselves, these tiny bones, ligaments, and tendons. And moving your attention up just a bit and including the wrists. The delicate bony structure. As you circle the warm glow of your attention around the wrist joints, below the thumb, beneath the palm and the pinky, back to the top of the hand. This possibility of sensing into a pulsing here. And then visualizing the breath being received by both hands and wrists, filling them from within with the nourishment and with sustenance, all the way to the edges of the skin. And then on the out-breath, an intentional softening here. As you release the breath, a letting go of the weight of the hands and fingers and wrists, letting sensations begin to slowly melt away as you move your attention up to the forearms. The thick tissue and muscles on the outer portion of the lower arms. The delicate, soft skin on the inner portion of the forearms. Breathing in awareness, whatever sensations may be showing up for you here. And then continuing to move your attention to the elbows. This bend and fold. The inner elbow and the large bone. Maybe noticing if the elbows are touching down or not. And then continuing up to the upper arms. Letting the mind's eye rest here with sensations. Perhaps the warmth of your attention penetrating a bit deeper here. sensing into the muscles, the front and the back of the upper arms. Work hard for us all day for function and movement. The skin, clothing perhaps resting against the skin. Maybe being able to feel the bone itself and following the length of the bone all the way up into the region where it meets the shoulder joints. Sensations deep within the shoulder joints. The armpits. Even perhaps feeling this gentle movement of the shoulders, this rising and falling of the shoulders with the in-breath and the out-breath. Feeling these sensations with the intimate touch of your attention. Guiding your attention now and bringing awareness to the front region of the neck, the tautness of the skin, the movement of the air down the trachea, the sensations here of swallowing, the sides of the neck, all the way to the back. This very gentle curve of the cervical spine and the strong muscles on either side of the vertebral column here that hold the head upright all day until we allow our head to rest in the evening or now, doing your best to be with sensations here just as they are and perhaps with the out-breath. An intentional softening and release of tension here as you rest. Letting your attention move right to the base of the skull and begin moving upwards and scanning the scalp. Continuing up to the point where the head is resting against the surface and feeling the quality of the sensation of touch and pressure here, maybe between the ears. Continuing to scan the scalp, the hair follicles, the hair itself, perhaps, as you move upwards, all the way to where it touches the forehead. Feeling the forehead, noticing if it's furrowed or released, and maybe wanting to offer a softening here. The eyebrows, eyelids, shadows and shapes that can be seen through the closed eyelids. Eyelashes. Maybe the light touch against the upper cheeks, and the eyeballs resting within the sockets, letting them be heavy, releasing their weight here. The inner corner of the eyes, continuing up either side of the nose, the bridge of the nose, to the tip of the nose, and to the nostrils. Feeling the coolness of the air and the sensation of flaring with each in-breath. Continuing out to bring awareness to the cheeks. And then awareness of the jaw joints. Releasing tension here, a softening. Continuing to guide your attention to the ears. Perhaps being able to feel the inner ears, sensations of the earlobes, following to the bottom of the earlobe, following down the jawline, continuing forward along the jawline and letting your attention rest here with the chin. Bringing into focus sensations of the mouth, the lips, teeth, the tongue, the roof of the mouth, moisture or dryness. Broadening awareness and including the entire neck and head. Feeling the brain itself resting within the skull and just letting it be. Letting the weight of the head release into the earth with the out-breath. And then continuing to expand awareness to not only include the neck and the head, but also allowing the breath to fill the regions of the shoulders and the arms. Continuing to expand your awareness to include the entire torso, all the way down to the pelvis, front, back, and sides. The legs, all the way down to the tips of the toes. And holding the whole body in awareness now. Resting in awareness of the entire body from the head all the way down to the toes. Allowing the breath to sweep through the entire body. Each breath bringing in nourishment and energy, sustenance. And each out-breath taking away what is no longer needed by the body. Being with yourself just as you are right now. This breath inhabiting the body and animating it with oxygen and energy. Each out-breath releasing the weight of the body and releasing the tension of the body into the surface beneath. Complete and whole just as you are. And so coming to an end of this practice, perhaps choosing to appreciate yourself for the work you've done in showing up, attending to yourself and offering care and kindness in the form of attention. Being with yourself fully moment to moment, awake to this experience of being alive.